What do you recall from growing up with Paul Findlay? And do you have a story or two to share?
Not as many as you might think. He was a boy, I was a girl. He was the apple of everyone's eye until I arrived, but I was 7 years younger than he was. And so we had really very little in common. I don't remember ever playing with him except once when I tried to get him to pull me in a wagon, and he pulled me so fast around a corner I fell off, and that was the end of my wagon pulling requests. But he never was mean to me or anything like that. He had a flock, I don't know what you call them, a whole bunch of land turtles that he kept inside a little fence behind the barn. And I remember I helped him feed those. When all of us had the scarlet fever, my mother sat in the hallway between the two bedrooms and read Huckleberry Finn to us. So we did that together. I remember one time he asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I always said books, and so he got me Robin Hood, which I thought I was not too thrilled to get, but in thinking about it later, that was a very nice thing. Yeah, I have another one, too. I wrote him down here. He didn't like his middle name, Augustus. That's my grandfather's name.
Why not?
Hmm?
Why not?
I don't know. He just didn't like it.
Okay.
I suppose he was afraid people would call him Gus, and he didn't like the sound of that. I have no idea. He never said why. But I do remember one time that I was walking down the street with a friend, and he was across the street going in the same direction with a friend of his. And I wanted to show my friend that he was my brother since he was in college and I was in junior high. And so I called, and I said, Paul. And he didn't turn. He just ignored me. I called his name again, and he ignored me again. So I yelled, Paul Augustus. And he turned really fast and gave me a really hard look.
You had leverage there.
And about that age, when I was in junior high, I was probably pretty obnoxious, and I remember a couple times he would hold up his hand with the palm out and say, 10 feet away, and I would do it. And there was another time when my mother asked him to kill a chicken for dinner. He'd never done it before that I know of. She gave him a hatchet, and he took the chicken, and he cut off its head, and I was watching, and the chicken ran around the yard without its head. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or seen it, but it's a spectacle for sure. And he did not eat any chicken that night.
I imagine that would be a hard thing to do.
Yeah, that's about all. When he was about 16, my oldest brother, who's 8 years older than Paul, so he was in his 20s, and I was going to college and had a car. We never had a car since my father got Parkinson's. I don't know if you knew that from the time I was 4 and Paul would have been 11, our father was an invalid. He had Parkinson's, and he was home all the time. And we didn't have much money. My mom sold vegetables, did washings. Then she got was in charge of an ice cream store once. That was lovely. And then she was the manager of the Jacksonville High School cafeteria.